Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Apostle Valerie Burrell here with my wonderful husband, Apostle Benny Burrell. We are grateful, thankful, and excited to be with you all on this fabulous, fabulous day that the Lord has made. Y'all can tell I'm excited this week, as I am every week, but want to just take a look at all that God has done in these last few days, just showing itself great in so many ways. I can't help but be excited. This week, what's our topic, babe?
Hear me roar.
Hear me roar. Can I hear you roar, honey? Hear me roar. That's exciting. That's exciting. That topic, hear me roar, we're going to talk about on tonight. But I want you all to mark your calendars for October 13th of this year. The Empowerment Place will be hosting a conference in Bluefield, Virginia, on Saturday, October 13th, entitled, I Know Who I Am, Hear Me Roar. We're going to talk about, during that conference, understanding our identity in Christ and doing that which God has called us to be, who He's called us to be, and releasing our sound. Often we feel like we know, we think we know, somebody told us something, but we're not confident in what God has said, and because of it, we are very timid when it comes to moving in the things of God. So please mark your calendars, as information will be forthcoming regarding the conference in October. Hear me roar. Also, please be on the listen and lookout starting August of this year. Myself and Minister Omi Oaks will be scheduling empowerment sessions in the Bluefield, Virginia, West Virginia region. It will be entitled The Flow. We are excited about what God has been speaking concerning those gatherings that we are planning to do in several different churches in that region. If you want additional information, or if you would like simply for this women empowerment gathering, Let It Flow, email me, empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. That's Valerie, B-U-R-R-E-L-L. And then also, we've got a phone number, and I believe that it's listed on our website, empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. But these are some of the upcoming events taking place that we are excited about, and we want you to keep your ears open for it. So, with those things out of the way, tonight, honey, our Hear Me Roar. What's the scripture? Where are we coming from tonight?
Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. So that's where we'll be coming from. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. The New King James Version reads, and I like the way it starts. It says, have I not commanded you? That comes in the form of a question. Then it says, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismay, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Wherever you go. So, Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for this teaching time, this time of empowerment and impartation. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as our chief teacher on tonight. We thank you for what you're speaking to us even now. For those that you will speak to who are on the phone lines, oh God, we thank you that this tonight, the word will come forth with power, with anointing, with understanding, your little ones will hear clearly what it is you're saying. Father, we thank you now, binding every hindrance that would come to stop the flow of this word on tonight. God, we give you praise for it. We give you glory and honor and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Callers who are on the line, if you have a question or a comment during the conversation tonight, please press 1 and we will gladly bring you live. We're grateful to each and every one of you who have called in. We thank you for your constant support. Call some of your friends, send them a text message, let them know we're on the air and they don't want to miss this. Amen. So hear me roar from Joshua 1:9. Babe, you started out the conversation with
Have I not spoken to you?
Did I give you instructions? You, what your purpose was? Have I revealed it? I'm taking it a little bit further than have I commanded you, because when you get a command, that's something that you don't question. You don't talk back. When you've been commanded, you do. When someone is in the armed forces, I've never been there, but when a command sergeant, even in police, Benny, when you get a command, what are the options when you've been commanded?
There is no options when you've been commanded. You follow through on what you're instructed to do.
You follow through on what you've been instructed to do. There's no discussion. There's not even discussion. Have I not commanded you? Haven't we been in this place before? Haven't we been in this place before? I hear Holy Spirit just very calmly saying, haven't we been in this place before where we've had a conversation about who you are in God and what it is that God wants from you, how it is that you are to impact the world? Haven't we had this conversation before? Then what did the scripture say, baby?
Do not be, it says, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Wherever you go. I'm going to get to that, wherever you go, because that I had to put in my pocket this weekend. I had to put that in my pocket, my pocketbook, in my sleeve, or, you know, down my bra. I had to hold on to that tight. But it said, be of good courage. Don't be afraid. Let me just share with you all, because you all know that here we're very candid. We're very transparent. Because it is our desire to be authentic kingdom leaders. And because of the experiences that we've had as we become what God has called us to, we want to be able to help you eliminate some missteps. Missteps, not mistakes, missteps, by utilizing some wisdom keys that we share with you. And so when he says, you know, be of good courage, don't be afraid. For many of you, you go into a place, a new place, and it looks overwhelming. You know, when you go into a new arena, a new building, and you go, wow, I do that when I go into a shoe store. Wow, I get overwhelmed. I love shoes. Okay, I'm not going to get off track. I just had a moment. God help me. But you walk into situations. You walk into things that God has called to. You walk into the arena. You walk into the church. You walk into the meeting. You walk into the conference. You sit down at the table with a one-on-one with someone of influence, and you say to yourself, how did I get here? How did I even get this meeting? God, what am I supposed to do? And you start feeling like, oh, I'm not equipped. I can't do this. Oh, I'm just going to turn around and walk away. Oh, I don't know what to say. We come up with all these reasons to find while we can't do what it is that we have been equipped to do, we find reasons to deflate us when God has filled us with his precious Holy Spirit and empowered us to succeed. He has placed in us the ability to do exactly what he's called us. He has given us strength like another. And he says, don't be discouraged. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. I don't care how big the enemy may look, and it may not even be the enemy, because at that point when you're getting fearful, that's because something on the inside of you is not willing to embrace what it is that God has spoken concerning you. That's when your inner me has become your enemy, and that's what's causing the fear. Most of the time we're losing courage not because of something outward, but because of what's inward, because of seeds we've allowed to be planted in us that would discourage us, because somebody said you wouldn't be anything, you'd amount to nothing, that you don't have the knowing, the know-how, and you don't know the right people, and they tell you all these things to make you not move in what God has called you to. But you know what? You got to shake that thing off. You've got to change your mind. You've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you're able to flow and go in what God has called you to. And he's saying, look, do not be afraid. Do not get discouraged with this, because I am with you. And I like that. Wherever you go. And, you know, lately, as we have relocated, my thought was, because we relocated, my travel would change. I would not be traveling as much. But as God would have it, I'm not traveling for my job as much, but I am traveling for ministry. And I'm on the go. And in this week, I left West Virginia. I was in Virginia in one place, in one city, and then in another city, and then to North Carolina, back to another city in Virginia, now heading back to West Virginia, all in a matter of a couple of days. And in every place I went, even when people would try to throw darts, even when people would try to make you feel as though you are not equipped and you don't have authority to do what it is that God said do, I had that scripture tucked down. I pulled it out my pocket and I was like, I ain't scared. If Holy Spirit has empowered me to do, then I am going to do. I'm going to be courageous, and I am going to roar. I am going to release myself. I am going to make the kingdom impact that God has called me to, and no devil and no imp is going to get in the way to stifle me from what God has called me to do. So I roared. In one place, I had to roar a little bit louder because of the intensity of the presence of God's Spirit in the place. In the other place, I was able to be subtle but articulate clearly the message that the Holy Spirit had given me for God's people. I had to release my sound, and it didn't matter whether I was in a pavilion or in a multipurpose building or in a church. It didn't matter what the building looked like. It didn't matter what the audience looked like. But what mattered is that I had to be strong and courageous, because I have been commanded to do a work in the kingdom. And God is expecting me to do. He's expecting me to do. He's expecting me to do. And if he's expecting me to do, then guess what? He's expecting you to do too. What are your thoughts, babe? Because I'm excited about that word. Amen?
Amen. Well, you know, I'm just, it brings to mind just many verses that we will find in the in Scripture that tells us about courage, about being strong, about just not being afraid. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous." There it is again. Do not fear. It just goes on and on and on to in many verses where we are being told to be strong, letting your heart. Psalms 31:24, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Just many, many, but we have to take that, know that, and, you know, I like that topic. I know who I am. Hear me roar. That's what God wants us to do, is to not fear, and then get out there and hear me roar. Being able to just take hold of what God has told us to do, and let people not just. But when you say hear me, there's an instance where you can hear me, and I don't even have to say anything. You hear me from my actions. As you said, you've been on the road traveling. You don't have to hear what I'm saying, but just see what I'm doing. As you share with me about the ceremony today, you know, the compliments that you got and people saying how what they heard was God in it. And that's what God's supposed to be in when you talking about marriage and things like that. So that's just what I see. And we have to really just have a kingdom mindset in order for people to see the results. Just being able to see, that's the hearing part that comes to me. It's not so much of the noise that you make, is but the actions that go behind them. That's the roar.
I like that a lot. And, you know, as you were speaking, when you said hear me, one thing that's been a problem too often is that people want to be heard. People want to be heard. They want you to hear them. But when I say hear me, I'm not speaking about Valerie. I'm speaking about the Holy Spirit that dwells within me, the power of God that resides on the inside of me, not me in my flesh, according to my thoughts, my plans, my ideas, but me being led by the power of God that resides on the inside of me, that will articulate the heart of God to those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. And as you did say, babe, the word declares that we are living epistles being read of men. So often people don't have to hear a word that comes out of your mouth, but if they see your life, if they see your witness, if they're able to glean from your actions and your love for God's people, then God's message is being made manifest through you. And you're being strong and courageous, even in your silence, you're being heard. And that's powerful. That's something that we need to hold on to. We don't have to make a lot of noise to be heard. We only have to be doing that which God has spoken to us to get done. People hear our actions, and that's so true, babe. I like that. I like that a lot. Praise God. I know that we've got some callers on the line. If there are any questions or comments, we do ask that you press 1. We're down to about the last 10 minutes of the broadcast on tonight. So if you do have a question or a comment, please press 1, and we can bring you live. Babe, what are some experiences that you've had regarding releasing your roar, even in new things, as you are, we're both in new territory and experiencing new people and new situations. How comfortable have you been with releasing your roar, going forth without being fearful of what's at hand? How has that impacted you? What's been your strategy to succeed?
Well, you know, where I'm employed, we have several people that are in ministry. A lot of the workers seem to be men and women of God. So, you know, just being able to conversate with them without any repercussions in the workplace, that's part of when we talk about this all the time, talking about the seven mountains, and so right now in the workplace, I am able to move and talk and just be able to let everyone that I come in contact see the presence of God within me. So that's one of the things that I see just in my daily walk, being able to, and I have people come to me. Apparently they, either they maybe follow me on Facebook, but they come to me and, ask for prayer and things like that. So they, you know, someone's seeing something. That, you know, people don't come to you and ask you to pray for them or for one of their family members if they know you, unless they know you connected to God.
Right. So your roar comes forth even when you're just doing your normal, what's considered your normal day-to-day activities on the job, you're still able to roar for the kingdom, filling the mandate that God has placed on you as you fulfill the assignment in the marketplace. And that's powerful to know. And there are probably many on the phone line who feel like, well, I do what I do in church. But you have to understand that the kingdom is bigger than church. As my husband mentioned, there's seven mountains of influence. And, you know, maybe you're in the marketplace, maybe you're in education, maybe you're entertainment, you know, maybe you're in, maybe you are in the church, maybe you do family counseling, maybe you work in the home. It's so much bigger than what we do in church, where your sound needs to be released and you need to come into an understanding of who it is that God has called you to be and what it is that he wants from you. It's so powerful to know that God has given us assignments to fulfill in the earth. Each and every one of us who are on the line now and who will listen to this broadcast at a later time, each and every one of us has an assignment in the earth. God wants us to fulfill. He's given us solutions to problems, answers to questions. And in order for us to unlock and release that which has been given to us, we have to obey what God has said, and we have to do without fear. We have to do it courageously everywhere we go so that God may be glorified in the earth. Wow. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Hear me roar. I might need a T-shirt. I roar in silence. Watch me work. Watch me work. Watch me be diligent in doing the things that God has called me to. Watch me as I'm obedient to what the Spirit of God has spoken concerning my life. Watch me that as I'm doing what God has called me to do, that God is blessing me, that he's opening up windows of heaven and pouring out blessings that I don't even have room enough to receive, because I am not afraid. I am being courageous. I am doing that which I've been commanded to do without fear. And God is being glorified. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God, babe, we're down to 5 minutes. Amen. Are there any callers on the line that have anything to say, babe? Anybody press one? Honey, are you there?
there is a few callers on the line. Again, if you have something that you need to release, feel free to come on.
Yeah,
and,
we've got a few minutes
and,
left. Amen. Amen. If not, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for being on the line with us on tonight. My husband is manning the switchboard for me. Amen. As I'm traveling again back home, grateful to God for teamwork. Amen. Grateful for each and every one of you who continue to support us by calling in. We want to let you know that tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m., we will be having intercessory prayer. If you have a prayer request, please do send it in via Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or power_yourself@yahoo.com. Amen. Amen. Any last words to share with our audience on tonight, hon?
Nothing. I don't have anything else. We're down to about two minutes and 40 seconds. But no, I don't have anything. You know, just courage, purpose, understanding that fear factor, and getting rid of it, because God, with God, all things are possible, and we can move forward.
Amen. The word of God declares God has not given us a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. As always, here at the Empowerment Place, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. If it's eat a new food, read a new book. Read a new book. Go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and get one of the new releases. The first one, My Realities Revealed, A Journey of Empowerment, authored by myself. The second, I Am His Daughter, co-authored by myself and my sister, Prophetess Nina Williams. Both are found on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You need to read a book? Get one of those books and be empowered. But after you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. So, Father, we thank you for your time with us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you've spoken, for how you've strengthened us tonight to go forward with courage, to do that which we've been commanded to do, that we will fulfill the mandate on our lives and you be glorified in the earth. Father, we thank you for this time of empowerment, and we give you the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you again for joining us. Join us again next week at the same time. Be empowered. God bless.